Stir the gravy train.
My name is Maverick Matthews. You are listening to Mindfire on Fringe.fm. This week, I bring you another episode of Dystopia Now featuring my friend Nick Hinton. I did a couple electronic music episodes, and so this week it is all talk. So please enjoy this exploration of counterculture with my good friend Nick Hinton, and visit me at maverickmatthews.com or fringe.fm. Thank you for being here. Mindfire.
Welcome back to another episode of Dystopia Now. I'm your host, Nick Hinton. I am a researcher, a world-famous author, also a podcaster, an artist, a musician, and my co-host here is with me today, Maverick Matthews. He's divorced. He's homeless, kind of. He's borderline homeless. And, I don't know. I don't think he has a job either. So, anyways, thank you for listening to this episode.
All the things that we like and hate and fear, they're all there on the internet. They're a projection of our limbic system.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies.
We're going to keep pushing back the frontier of space and keep opening new doors of discovery, opportunity, and progress. The stories won't be science fiction.
The United States government has issued a civil warning for all citizens of the United States. This is not a drill, and this is not a test.
Okay, I will destroy you.
I try to convince people to slow down AI, to regulate AI. This was futile.
Welcome to Dystopia Now. I'm senior news correspondent Maverick Matthews, and with me, as usual, in the field, is senior field correspondent Nick Hinton, old honky-tonk. Nick, how's it going out there?
Kanye West is missing, and Green Goblin is terrorizing New York. Russians are trying to reawaken a zombie virus found in a woolly mammoth, and apparently an alien invasion is imminent, Tones.
Tony, relax. Tony, you are the center of the light field of all positive energy in the universe. Waves of positive, kinetic manifestations churn through your body like the brightness of a billion suns. Do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel a little bit better now, Tony. Thank you.
All right, Tony, what stories do you have with us today? I heard you mention our friend Kanye.
You always know how to bring me back down to earth, Tones, but yeah, so apparently, according to New York Post, Kanye West is missing, Ex-business manager can't find rapper to serve him a lawsuit. Wild rumors are swirling that the artist now known as Ye is missing, as his ex-business manager tries to serve him with a $4.5 million lawsuit, the U.S. Sun reports. Thomas St. John, who is suing the erratic gold digger rapper and his company Yeezy over alleged unpaid fees.
Hold on. Is Gold Digger the name of his label or something?
No, it's just a song. You old fucking...
Oh, that one. Right. Okay, that was one of his first breakouts. I thought they were just insulting him.
You troglodyte.
Okay, sorry. Keep going. Sorry.
Thomas St. John, who is suing the erratic gold digger rapper and his company Yeezy over alleged unpaid fees, told the court he has also been unable to find a proper address for Ye. The rumors about the 45-year-old mogul's whereabouts began to spread after a tweet sent to by Daily Loud, who wrote, Kanye West has reportedly been missing and unable to find for weeks, according to his ex-business manager. According to documents obtained by the news outlet St. John on December 19th, sought an extension until the end of March to serve the lawsuit. The former business manager also has reportedly been able to reach Ye's legal team.
That's interesting. Like, if they can't serve you, does that mean they can't sue you? I think that's what that means.
Apparently, you don't even ever have to go to court. You could just write in a letter to the district attorney and be like, can we settle this out of court? I'm just kidding. This is part of that sovereign citizen movement.
Oh, yeah. Where you're there like, you don't have to pay your taxes.
This shit just doesn't work. I mean, I agree that it's all legal, but it just doesn't work in people's favors normally.
I actually have a friend who tried to do that, the taxes thing. And This is not legal advice. Yeah, no, this is not legal advice. He followed like all the instructions on like YouTube, like here's how you do it, sovereign citizen, here's how you do it. And he went to court, he took his case to court, and the judge slapped him with an immediate $5,000 fine. And he goes, "You want to try to re-argue this?" And he tried to re-argue it a different way after following more videos, and he slapped him with another $5,000 fine. So he was like, so that's how they get you. Is if you know, it's probably true that there's a way to argue this to become sovereign or whatever. But like what happens is once you start following the instructions, nobody's there to back you up.
I've seen it work one time where this guy was getting a ticket for fishing without a fishing license or something. And he just kept saying like, "I'm a sovereign citizen. I am a creation of God. I'm a citizen of the universe," all this crazy stuff. And, the judge like stood up and was like, "Okay, this court is on permanent recess," bowed to the guy and walked out. And then the guy announces, he's like, "The judge has abandoned ship. We are free to go." And then his whole team walks out. It's like pretty crazy.
Well, okay. So that seems pretty unbelievable. And we've already hijacked our own story. Let's get back to Kanye. What do you think is going on here?
Well, we talked about this. I don't know if it was on a podcast or in a personal conversation. We literally never stopped talking. I don't have any time for myself anymore. but we were talking the other day about how, you know, we kind of said that Kanye will probably go missing. And if he does, there's multiple possibilities, obviously.
Bro, we definitely predicted this.
I mean, it feels kind of obvious, though. I don't think it's that crazy of a prediction to make. But yeah, I didn't think that what he was doing was sustainable. So either he's going missing by design to create some sort of outrage that the Illuminati killed him or whatever, or he's doing it just to get away from the media and take a breather, or everything's legit and he really is kidnapped or something.
So what you're essentially saying is anything's possible.
Yeah, so I can't be wrong.
Yeah.
I have no stakes in this bet.
Well, it is. I do remember this conversation, and I think it might have been in a previous Dystopia Now. But this is definitely, I mean, it's okay. So, okay, here's my two thoughts. Number one, it's possible that this is a brilliant move to just get him more attention, because what you would do is pretend to fly off the rails and then pretend to disappear, so that when you come back, everyone's like, "Where you been?" And you're like, "I'm normal now."
And you would wear a Balenciaga mask while Balenciaga's in the news. I don't know. I think the whole thing's super fake. And yeah, if I were to make a real bet, is that this is all, like, this was part of the plan from the beginning. Make him go missing and then have a Malcolm X type situation happen to radicalize.
Whoa.
One
you
side.
Like, you mean like an assassination?
Huh?
You mean like an assassination?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll actually announce he's been assassinated or not. But I mean, yeah, the thing that I saw playing out from the beginning is that, like, he would get killed for speaking out, and that would just piss off the conspiracy theorists even more and vindicate them even more and lead to more anti-Semitism and lead to more just people uprising. Like, I think they're literally division. Trying to poke the yeah. bear and division. Get us to fucking freak out.
Yeah, they're trying to divide the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I mean, if you
so they
were...
did it to the left, you know, all fucking past 2 years, and now they're finally like, "Okay, well, we had enough of that. They're already crazy, so let's make the conspiracy theorists who have been pretty chill this whole time, just listening to maskers yell at them and say they want them to die. Now they're finally pissing us off, right?"
Yeah. And I'm not like, sure if you've been following this other narrative, like, in terms of, like, the counterculture, they're already announcing climate lockdowns in 2024 in Britain.
Oh, and also in the news, COVID's back, Tony. Did you know that?
Backstreet's back, all right.
Yeah, thank fucking God. I haven't heard enough about COVID in the past couple days, so...
Golly, I'm so excited to have it back around.
Yeah, apparently anyone who's from China who comes here has to get tested again and all that stuff. And apparently there's, like, a crazy amount of deaths happening in China. So they're assuming that this is going to trickle over to the U.S. very soon.
BS. I guess those vaccines didn't really work, did they, Tony?
No, Tones, and it seems like Brandon's Dark Winter might come to fruition.
What's the deal with Dark Winter? Sorry. I mean, I remember all the predictions. They were like, oh, we're running out of oil, Dark Winter, but nothing. You know, they're talking about food shortages, too. Oh, supply chain for wheat. I fell for all that BS, and I talked about it ad nauseum. And look, no fucking food shortages.
Yeah, they're just upping the prices. It
was just an excuse to make higher profit margins and raise prices.
So Brandon kept talking about there is going to be a dark winter if people don't get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
But it's curious that he used that language because in 2001, there was a Operation Dark Winter, which was the codename for Senior Level Bioterrorist Attack Simulation. It was designed to carry out a mock version of a covert and widespread smallpox attack in the United States. Mm. And so I could see them using something like that for COVID instead.
They're also not very creative with their naming, and so they could just be like, yeah, just call it that too.
Call it what? Call it Dark... What do you...
Yeah, they're not very creative with their names. And so, like, Dark Winter applies to that, it can apply to this, it can apply to the fuel shortage, the fucking... I mean, it's just, you know, if there's anything we know about the controllers is that they're not creatives. And that's why they wait for things to happen and then they take advantage of them, right? So, like, yeah, every winter we get the flu. Well, you rebrand it as COVID and make it look like more people are dying and actually kill more people because of the horrible conditions you put them in, not getting any sunlight and slamming them all in buildings and keeping them indoors and, you know, like, putting them on ventilators. Like, I think, you know, if there was a spike in deaths in our country... We caused it, for sure. It was our fault. It wasn't the disease, number one. And number two, we know that there's an overall increase in morbidity from all causes ever since they started handing out the jab. That's undeniable as well, too. So, I mean, their whole plan to divide and conquer, it's not like they're going to give up. They're not going to give up until they usher in this cryptocurrency and technocracy. You know?
So I'm definitely not on the side of the jab, but I'm starting to wonder if, like, the jab killing people is another propaganda technique to radicalize the right.
It's not.
Because, okay, I was going to ask you sincerely, like, do you know people that have died from it?
Yes.
Because I don't personally, I know people that have gotten it, have gotten really sick afterwards.
I personally have connect one degree away from multiple older folks who have kicked the bucket within a couple months of getting it, like, randomly. I also personally know people who, like, have all these weird side effects. Like, I know this girl who, like, hasn't stopped her period since she got it.
Yeah, so I've heard these stories. Yeah. I just don't know anyone personally.
I have first-person connections to all that stuff, yes.
Okay. Yeah, there was a poll on Twitter I was looking at that made me curious because it was like, hey, do you know anyone who's died from the jab? And it was, like, an astounding amount of people that said no.
That's on mass media. That shit's all controlled. I don't believe.
No. That wasn't mass media. That was, like, literally someone from the conspiracy community on Twitter asking. So that's
sure, it could have been a legitimate question, but how do you know who's responding?
Probably bots.
It's supposed to be 80% bots. So, like,
I do want to mention one more thing before we get too off topic. So speaking of Brandon,
let's go.
There was another. Huh?
Let's go.
Yeah, there was another interesting news piece that came out about Biden. It says Biden doesn't fully trust his Secret Service.
Don't say that name. Say Brandon. I think it protects us.
Okay, yeah, Brandon doesn't fully trust his Secret Service. And he details this and other suspicious stories in his new book.
He has a book?
Which is just weird. He probably did not write that.
There's no fucking way that guy wrote a book.
No, I know. So it's called... So President Brandon distrusts the Secret Service based on some agent's response to the Capitol riot and the story of one agent being bitten by his dog, according to a new book. In the book, The Fight of His Life Inside Joe Biden's White House, author Chris Whipple said that Biden stopped speaking candidly around agents based on how some reacted to the events of January 6th. He worried that there was too much support in the agency for former President Donald Trump, the book said, per portions quoted in an article by The Independent. Whipple also pointed to the mysterious deletion of text messages relating to the riot from agents' phones as a reason for Biden's apparent suspicion. So I guess Biden didn't write this, but yeah, there's a book out that just talks about how he does not even trust the people around him right now.
You're telling me that a man who's committed treason through allegedly, you know, with his son and is a treasonous piece of garbage doesn't trust the fact that there might be some patriots left in our government? What a concept. And yeah, I'm not saying that as like a Trump supporter, because I'm not. I'm not a supporter of any of these politicians. They're different wings of the same bird. But I think that I definitely believe, after looking into the whole thing about like how Biden's son was put on this board of this company and was paid all this money, and then the laptop thing was covered up, and then the FBI is like, oh, it's disinformation. But it turns out it wasn't disinformation. It was absolutely true. I mean, listen, we know that the government's corrupt, okay? But, like, I definitely believe Biden is a treasonous piece of garbage. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be obvious. Like I said, I think this is all Hegelian dialectic. I think they want to bring Trump back. So if the QAnon PSYOP comes back full swing, you know, this is just more vindication for those people, you know, that this book is coming out about how there are patriots within the White House that are like, yeah, we don't even fucking like Biden. I mean, these people could be planning a coup.
Here's the thing, too. If Trump gets elected, do you know how many people are going to lose their minds?
Oh, my God. It's going to be worse. You know, I always think about that video of that girl with the crazy different colored hair just screaming at Trump Tower. It's going to be like that times a million. Like, their faces are going to fall off.
If you're an adult female with colored hair, I'm afraid of you. It's one thing to be a teenager or a young person who's experimenting, maybe even into your 20s. You're trying to find yourself. You're trying to figure out what's going on. But if you're an adult, okay, like, I'm sorry, this is just Maverick's opinion, but get it the fuck together, okay? Like, I'm sorry. I think it's expression's cool. It's cool to experiment, whatever. But, like, you know, raise your kids, okay? So. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I don't know why I feel so strongly about that, but it just for some reason, it bothers me. Because we have real problems, and people are sitting around dyeing their hair being like, I'm going to be purple on Wednesday. It's like, dude, there's only two genders. Wake up. Sorry, this is a controversial episode. Controversy. Okay, so back to Kanye. Kanye's missing.
Kanye is fucking missing.
They're going to re-elect Donald Trump. What if he comes out and he's running for president? Kanye's running by
all of his handlers, yeah.
Bro, you think he's just going to pop back in and that this is like a secret move to get more votes? And what if it's really the Brandon people promoting Kanye just to take votes away from Trump?
Yeah, I mean, Trump told him that. He's like, hey, don't run for president. You're going to take votes away from me. Just work with me.
And if you haven't seen Trump's new NFT collection, it is the most hysterical thing you could ever imagine. And I'm super bummed I didn't buy one, because they were only $100. And you know they're going to go up in value. And I want to emphasize, I am not a fan of Trump. After what I heard happen to Jamal Khashoggi and watching him laugh about it, like, that's the most disgusting shit I've ever heard. So I am not a Trump supporter. I'm not a Biden supporter. I'm not a big government guy, but that doesn't mean I'm a patriot. My family started this country. You know, I support the good troops. I support the good cops. I support the good guys. And there's a lot of them in our country who want us to pull out of this. But if I'm giving my opinion, I think this communist destruction is pretty deeply rooted, and I don't see us making it out. I see our country declining even further. And that's not what I want. And you and I were having a great discussion the other day about how Mother Nature always finds a way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
Our country will find a way. What were we going to say?
I mean, I think it's an infiltration from both sides. In true Discordian fashion, I think there is a neo-Nazi movement boiling and a communist movement boiling beneath the surface of this country. And that's the Hegelian dialectic.
Don't forget the Satanism. Don't forget the Satanism. That's real.
Yeah, well, the neo-Nazis love their Satanism.
Yeah. I mean, it's just dark forces. To narrow it down to neo-Nazis, I don't know that that's an appropriately descriptive term. I don't think it's broad enough.
If you want my reasoning, it's because our very own Air Force intelligence officers associated with Michael Aquino were a part of a neo-Nazi multiple groups, the Temple of Set and the Order of Nine Angles, and these things have infiltrated militaries even in the UK, and inspiring murders everywhere in the name of these archons that they think they're worshiping.
Yeah, it's pretty dark, man. It's pretty crazy. So this is a good segue, speaking of infiltrating and crime. Nick, Tony, have you heard about the Green Goblin Gang?
Yeah, Tony, just a couple minutes ago.
That's when I told you.
Yep.
So, Nick, tell us about the Green Goblin Gang for people who aren't aware that an actual Joker-style criminal movement is starting in New York.
Yeah, Tony, so according to the New York Post, muggers go to work in gangs wearing neon green full body suits, and when one is caught and charged, it's straight back to the streets because that's the normal, that's the new normal in New York. So thank you, Governor Kathy Hochul. You didn't sign off on the criminal justice reforms 3 years ago, to be sure, but folks are wondering just how bizarre things have to get before you decide to roll them back. New Yorkers now get that the joke is on them, and they're not amused. Take the case of Miriam Issuoff, 26-year-old, an alleged member of the so-called Green Goblin crew that assaulted and robbed two teens on the subway on October 2nd. They're charged with a violent felony and then no bailed. Walked out of court behind her lawyer Tuesday, her head under a black leather jacket. She didn't do anything wrong, said her lawyer with a straight face, which is what lawyers do, of course. Even when their clients have been caught on cell phone video with half a dozen or others dressed in full neon green bodysuits, space alien masks completed the ensemble, getting all rambunctious on a Times Square subway train at 2 a.m. Yeah, this is fucking weird.
Dude, they robbed two 19-year-olds, and one of them is her birthday, coincidentally. And they all have, like, head-to-toe neon outfits on. And so you can't tell. And one of the things is there's cameras everywhere, right? So, like, to disguise yourself, no one really knows who's doing what, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, where one person, it would be more genius of these guys if one person were just there, present, not being involved, because then they could all claim to be that one not involved person who's just standing there. Because they're all dressed exactly the same. So if these guys were really smart, instead of all being involved, there would be one guy off to the corner who's just like doing jumping jacks and not paying attention to the crime, and then every one of them could use as a defense, oh, that was me doing jumping jacks.
Yeah, so
You're going to see more and more of this, man, because like,
The
no bail stuff is really crazy, and this is some Joker stuff.
Have you heard about Chicago pretty much announcing they're going to have a purge?
Wait, pull it up and read it to us, Tones. I have not heard that, but I'm also not surprised. I mean, they had that predictive programming. How many episodes of the Purge movies are there now? Like,
There was like three Purge movies, and it was all like Hillary Trump symbolism is pretty
fucking
bizarre. Yeah.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
She's gutsy. So anyways, I'm just going to read the debunking article because we can just assume that what they say the opposite is true.
What do you... Hold on. No. I refuse to allow any debunking anything ever in my realm because that is just literally taking advantage of the fact that people are lazy. And all those debunking things have been shown to be funded by the fucking Gates Foundation, like 96% of them. Like, I'm sorry. We do real research here, Tones. No debunking at all.
All right, well, I just think this is funny. It's, Chicago 5 News says, the end of cash bail is not a purge law in Illinois. Here's what you need to know.
Yeah, the end of cash bail is not a purge. Like, anytime they say something's not directly, it probably fucking is.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, we can just read debunking articles and be like, okay, the opposite is probably fucking true, because they will even out themselves in these things.
Yep.
People will just read the fucking headline and be like, okay, it's not real.
But yeah, they read the headline, like, oh, they go, look, it says right here, bro. It says it's not right here.
But then you read it and it still tells you the same details and you're like, oh, so it kind of is true. They just call it something else.
What the fuck?
Anyways, yeah, so this is happening all over the United States, is that, you know, in these like crime-ridden cities, they're ending cash bails. And, things are just going to degenerate. Even, like, I don't think it's these guys were, like, paid shills or anything, this Green Goblin Gang. I think it's really just a symptom of the degenerating society we're living in.
Well, look, what you do is this is the Bolshevik Revolution happening right in front of us, okay? You devalue the currency. You make everything expensive. You give money away to other countries. You know, during the Bolshevik Revolution, Russia was sending oil abroad instead of selling it to their own people, heating oil and shit like that. okay? It's making cost of living go up. And guess what we've seen over the last year? The cost of living in America has skyrocketed. Whether it's rent, there's a rent problem everywhere, okay? Which means more homeless people on the street, which means more, you know, desperate people just trying to get by and figure it out, okay? And you're absolutely right. This is the collateral damage of an intentional squeeze. Why would they want to do that? Because what they do is they radicalize everybody, they get them to install a totalitarian government, and the minute that government is installed by the radicals, they turn around and they execute all the radicals. This is exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. This is exactly what happened in Russia. This is what happened in Cuba. This is how it works. You know?
Yeah. And so they might not, this thing was most likely, in my opinion, not orchestrated, but it does seem to be like another symptom of sigil magic as well. Just like people watching all these insane movies about dystopian societies,
the Joker,
and vigilantes and evil villains. Like they're mimicking what they see on the silver screen.
It's of just, course, that's why they call it programming.
Yeah, pretty nuts, Tones. Do you want to hear about the woolly mammoth?
Okay, so to segue away from this, it's been drab sadness. The country's falling apart. Everybody's sky is falling. I get it. People are just like, why are you guys? This isn't fun. All you guys are being negative. I don't know what to do other than to bring attention to this and be like, hey, love thy neighbor. You know, you see someone begging on the street, give them some food. You know, if you hear people having crazy fights during the holidays because they can't get along with their family, like maybe just try to get along instead of having those arguments. You ever hear about that, Tony?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, another good piece of advice for the listeners is if you're ever feeling isolated and alone, just find some crazy people online to start a gang with. You can call yourself the Gang Green Gang or, you know, the Anonymous or something, and just create chaos in society. Anyways. I mean, that's literally what they're doing, is people are just out of their minds at this point, you know?
Yeah.
We went through 2 years of hell. No one has any real reason to live, honestly. I mean, I feel like they've just taken all the meaning out of a lot of things.
Well, they've done, you know, I read this, sorry if I'm dissing, I'm pouring another. I heard this real interesting thing, and this was in Illuminatus, which I reread again. I think this was in Illuminatus. I heard this recently, that they intentionally have tried to make society more boring in order to cause chaos, like getting rid of streetcars, like taking athletics out of the school systems. Like they're literally, you know, creating this angst, this anxiety. Right now, think about the therapy culture that they're trying to promote. How many?
Oh God, everyone,
you better help. You better get help. Better get some help. Don't you need to talk to somebody? Aren't you? You can't handle your problems. You don't know what to do. You're desperate, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's ridiculous.
I really love that meme. Some girl posted, "Hey, I'm starting to think therapy is a scam because I told my therapist I freaked out at my boyfriend and threw stuff at him and, you know, just made a ruckus." And my therapist was like, "Oh, your feelings are valid." And she was just like, "Really? Are they? Because I think I was acting like an insane person."
That's exactly right, dude. Like, this whole coddling and infantilization of society is all intentional. And it's definitely being influenced by things like Big Pharma, because they want to fucking put everybody on psych meds. That study just came out saying that the concept of chemical imbalance causing your feelings to change, there's no fucking science behind that at all. And all these... You know, sure, it's possible that a central nervous system depressant is going to make you feel not anything, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so,
yeah,
they quote-unquote work, but they certainly don't fix the problem. This is Brave New World. I mean, we're seeing it right in front of us. And 70% of people in this country are on some kind of medication. That's madness.
Yeah.
So anyways,
the segue...
Yeah, so be happy about it, because it's only going to get worse, folks.
Well, no, okay, so yeah, one thing I was going to say, you know, I was joking about the starting your own cult thing, but like, I think the good part about, I guess, reading the news, which honestly...
we don't do. This is the only time we do it.
Yeah, the only good thing that comes out of this really for me is just looking at the absurdity.
It's right.
Like, it's insane. Like, you have to laugh. And it kind of opens your mind up to the possibility that really anything is possible. Like, this is, we live in a fucking insane world. And the deeper you look at it, the more interesting it becomes. You know, it really isn't boring. But yeah, they definitely have made society boring. Like, we used to live in Victorian style houses. Now we live in boxes. And
yep.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, so...
Well, hold on. That made me want to say something. This is something that a good friend of mine...
You already said too many stuff.
I'm going to... You guys have used all my time.
Okay, go ahead.
This is definitely something that a close friend of mine was really reinforcing to me and helping me see, is that if you don't find the absurdity in it, that it will drive you crazy. And,
yeah,
you know, unfortunately, sometimes it's really hard to find the absurdity in it. But that's why it's so good to have a friend like you, Tony, where we can, you know, give each other a hard time, tell each other when we're taking things too serious.
Don't get it twisted, Tony. We are business partners.
That's right.
And, just kidding, Tones. I love you.
But that's exactly, yeah, I love you too, buddy. And that's exactly what I mean. Like, we have to have people around us helping us to find the absurdity and reminding us, because I do think we trend towards negativity bias. I mean, this is proven, yeah. Right? And yeah. And if we don't have someone around us trending us towards just being like, dude, don't take it that seriously. It's just fucking dumb, you know? So my point here is, if you don't have any friends, make some. Go make some friends. Go get involved in some real fun activities that you like to do, whether it's yoga or bar hopping. It doesn't matter if you can do it in a healthy way. Find some commonality between others and just lighten up.
Just lighten up. So I want to read you something.
Yeah, so speaking of lightening up, let's talk about woolly mammoths and zombies.
No, this is an interesting excerpt from a book I recently saved in my phone. I don't remember which book it's from, but I like it a lot. It says... Detachment is the mark of a perfect soul, whereas it is characteristic of an imperfect soul to be worn down with anxiety about material things. The perfect soul is called a lily among thorns, meaning that it lives with detachment in the midst of those who are troubled by such anxiety. For in the gospel, the lily signifies the soul that is detached from worldly care. They do not toil or spin, yet even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of them. But of those who devote much anxious thought to bodily things, it is said, all the life of the ungodly is spent in anxiety. Job. It is indeed ungodly to pass one's whole life worrying about bodily things.
Mm. Yeah, that's a commentary on materialism, you know. And we should be focusing on connectivity, not just with ourselves, but with nature. Another major solution is get out of a fucking city.
That's interesting. That all of that stuff was biblical, but it reminded me a lot of Buddhism, you know, rising up from the muck. To become a lily on top of the water, you know, rising above the chaos, rising above the fear, rising above all of that. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So anyways, back to being anxious. Could a zombie virus frozen in the remains of a woolly mammoth leak from a Russian lab and spark a new pandemic? Scientists aim to extract cellular material containing the viruses that killed Siberian beasts for testing.
How do we know what these viruses... And I like how they just... insert the word zombie for no reason.
Yeah, they're like, hey, it's a zombie virus.
You're like, what do you mean zombie virus? They just...
Have you ever heard the conspiracy that all viruses have been manufactured? Like, literally all of them?
There's no have such you thing ever as a real heard virus. Have you ever heard the theory that Pasteur-based science is all BS?
Yes, Tony. In fact, I have. Why don't you tell the folks at home a little bit about that?
You know, I don't remember the other scientist's name who Pasteur stole all his research from. But if anyone's interested, I'm not going to go into a lecture here, but I'll give you a keyword to explore. Look into terrain theory and exosomes. Enough said.
Yeah.
All right. So what is it? What else did it say about this? I mean, does it like they literally just use the word zombie? Like, it doesn't reanimate dead things. Like, what are we talking about here?
Well, they're reanimating a dead virus. So it's a zombie virus. But
oh,
yeah,
that's why. Jesus.
So it says the majestic creature had lain silently in the permafrost for more than a million years, which I don't fucking believe that for a minute. I don't believe we've been around for millions of years. Anyways, But all it took was a curious scientist tinkering with its long dead body to unleash a terrible new pandemic on the world. No, it's not the plot of a woolly mammoth sequel to Jurassic Park, nor another theory on the origins of COVID-19. Though the results of this scientific investigation could be horribly similar. It's the story of how, right now, Russian researchers are unearthing the bodies of the long-dead mammals in an attempt to reawaken Stone Age viruses. Such viruses are thought to have remained dormant for millennia in the frozen remains of mammoths, woolly rhinoceroses, and other extinct species in northeast Siberia.
I mean, it'd be a whole lot fucking cooler if they were instead extracting their DNA and trying to make these creatures alive again.
Dude, you know how cool it'd be? Well, this is literally just the story of Jurassic Park, but yeah.
That'd be cool, man. I want that to happen.
Yeah, if they had a theme park with all these crazy creatures.
I like that you almost, like, pretended to create that idea as an original.
Like, wouldn't this be a cool movie? if they had a theme park with dinosaurs?
Yeah, that would be a cool movie. I bet it'd be pretty popular. I bet you they'd keep making fucking sequels for the rest of time.
Yeah. Like the virus that caused COVID-19, these prehistoric paleoviruses are unfamiliar to the human body, and were they ever to find their way across the species barrier, catastrophe could follow. We would, after all, have no natural defense.
This is all propaganda scare tactics. This is all bullshit propaganda. I can't handle it anymore. Next story, Tones!
Okay, top 10 things we learned about aliens.
Ah, where does this come from?
Space.com.
Oh, yeah, totally good, believable source. We're definitely on Mars, for sure. There's a Mars rover taking pictures of the dust devil. Yeah, totally.
This year, humanity has continued attempts to answer the ultimate question, are we alone in the vast, infinite fucking universe? Don't believe that shit for a second either. By the way, the universe used to be 3.7 billion years old, and if you look it up now, it says like 4 point something, and it's like, oh yeah, we just made a small mistake in the math, you know, just a billion extra fucking years. It's so dumb, dude. It's so annoying, too.
Like, it's all that science, when you look really into it, like how they calculate it, it's all based on theories, and there's no way to prove it. It goes back to what I'm telling you about the quantum I'm always going off about. How it's literally word salad. Like, watch this, okay? What's the most fundamental formula that everybody quotes when they're like, oh, he was a brilliant scientist, he came up with this major formula, changed the relativity, changed everything?
Well, Tony, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say E equals MC squared, but I don't necessarily agree with your argument about it, but go ahead.
That's fine. But here's my current theory about it, okay? This is unquantifiable. Okay, so like the E equals MC squared is supposed to be energy equals mass times acceleration squared, right? Mm-hmm. You can measure...
No. So I think C stands for the speed of light. Energy.
Let's look this up. Look it up. Look it up. How could you square the speed of light if it's the fastest speed? It's not.
You can still square a number.
Yeah, but like tell me the... What does C stand for? Because it would be interesting if I just misquoted the most important theorem of all time. Probably. That's something classic that I would do.
In physics, mass energy equivalence is the relationship between mass and energy in a system's rest frame, where the two quantities differ only by a multiplicative constant and the units of measurement. The principle is described by the physicist Albert Einstein as E equals MC squared. E equals energy, M equals mass, C equals the speed of light.
Okay. The speed of light is what?
7 miles an hour. Hold on.
It's like 20 minutes away.
20 minutes.
We don't even have to know because, okay, so like the speed of light squared.
Let me tell you. It's actually kind of crazy. It's 3 billion meters per second.
Yeah, okay. 3 billion meters per second.
Or no, 300 billion.
A very large number squared. That's a known, okay? Like that's a quantifiable amount at least. Okay, we can measure how fast light goes. That's true. And that's a real number, okay?
I really don't know how, though. Like, what kind of machine is like, yep.
They say that it takes 7 minutes or something from light from the sun to get here.
Yeah, but do you really believe it's 93 million miles away?
Anyway, we're getting into dangerous territory. I don't want to talk about space right now. It makes me angry. Space.com. Okay, but that's at least a quantifiable amount, C. And if I were going to write the speed of light as a letter, I would definitely choose the letter C for no fucking reason at all.
Right. Yeah. It's a cool letter.
Right. Okay. So M, mass. Mass is a quantifiable amount. Okay. Mass, quantifiable amount. Energy is not a measurable amount. It's absolutely not measurable. We actually have simply agreed upon methodologies to measure energy, like a calorie or whatever you want, a joule, however you want to choose. But that's the same as a green dollar bill. It's not quantifiable. It's just an agreed upon amount. You cannot measure energy. It's not measurable.
Interesting.
So maybe to say that energy is mass times, I could say that energy equals fucking six potatoes and a cow if I wanted to. You can't disprove that. It can't be disproven. That's why it's garbage. All this quantum stuff, it's not scientific because it's not testable. You can't fucking test it.
Well, yeah, I mean, reality doesn't even exist if you go deep enough in the equations.
Sorry I got so heated there, folks. I just, like, all this quantum bullshit is not testable. It's not scientific. And they can make all these fucking giant, oh, look, I have this 700-page blackboard formula and proves that nothing exists. That's great. This is like a kind of cognitive dissonance that's being intentionally injected into the system because, like, once you reach the level of, like, a, you know, all these, like, quantum physicists where they're like, oh yeah, I'm working on this quantum, you're just like, okay, no one knows what the fuck you're talking about, so they just assume that you're a scientist, but they're really not. They're all based on theories that they're completely no way to prove or test.
You know what those formulas look like to me?
What, Tony?
Magical sigils.
Magic spells. Anyways. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong because they are. They're tricking people into thinking that that's real math and science when it's not. It's not. Mm-hmm. There's no way to test any of it.
Interestingly enough, we don't even fucking know where our language came from that even used to describe concepts at all. Like that.
Here's another thing that's interesting if you think about language. Everything that you say is not the thing. So saying the word tree is not a tree. That's just a word. It's a symbol. And it's an agreed upon reality just like a dollar bill. Okay, so that when I say the word tree, we generally have an idea, but I don't know which tree you're talking about. I don't know how many different colors within the green palette exist in your word tree versus my word tree. So, like, right. Once we enter this agreed upon reality, shit gets squirrely, man. And mm-hmm. I think it's all, you know, this is the scientific version of that.
And it's quantum.
Yeah, quantum.
All right, so the number one being the least cool on their list, okay, is that we learned, according to space.com, this is what we learned about aliens.
Number one thing, guys.
Number one thing was we had a UFO turning point. Following an upswing in sightings of UAPs in 2021, experts told space.com in January 2022 that the next 12 months could be important for the investigation of such mysterious objects.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The effort to detect, track, and measure the UFO phenomenon in the field is in real time, recently entered a new phase. The technology has gotten better, software tools have improved, and the current interest in UFOs has attracted new, qualified professionals. As a consequence, we will have even more evidence that the UFO phenomenon is real and can be studied scientifically. This is coming from Mark Rodinger, scientific director of the Center of UFO Studies in Chicago. Boring number two, declassified UFO reports.
Number two, what? We got 5 minutes, Tony.
Declassified UFO reports. We got plenty of those. Okay, number three, what did we learn? Another Fermi paradox proposal. Don't care about that because the universe is not that big.
That's just all theory. No way to prove any of it. No way to prove it. Listen, if you really are clinging to the idea that nothing exploded and created everything, this is not the show for you.
Number four. Oh, let's make it about climate change. A climate alert to aliens.
Oh, climate alert for aliens, bro. We're going to lock your ships up.
In May, researchers aim to send a message to notify aliens of Earth's climate crisis.
Oh, my fucking God. This climate lie is just really getting out of control.
Moving on. If you want to research that on your own time, feel free. Dyson Sphere Hangout. Scientists are now wondering if there's... Oh my gosh.
God damn it. This propaganda page is guaranteed it's government run. It is so fucking angry.
Yeah, I don't believe in the Dyson Sphere stuff. These things are interdimensional. They're not coming from outer space. And the Looks like we don't get to know, Tony.
You have to subscribe.
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on. It's just not loading. It's just a white page.
That's because no one reads this shit. And they're like, ah, no one's going to read it anymore. Just put 5 on there.
All right, well, maybe... Hold on.
5 is good. Maybe we'll close this with a climate scientist that I have talking about climate science from the news. You want to do that? You might enjoy it, Tone. I think we're at the end of our time here. Would you like to say any final words? People are so bummed. Like, what are the other 5 things?
Yeah, I'm sorry, folks.
Guess what? We still don't know dick about aliens.
Yeah, that's the end.
Yeah, that's our summary.
Yeah, we still don't know fucking anything. Let's see if I can get at least one cool one out of here. Okay, 5. Alien signals, not so fast. Did we receive alien signals? We don't know.
We don't know! What do you mean? That means they won't admit it. We don't know. Maybe we did. I mean, I could write this about anything. Is Bigfoot real? We're not sure.
Right. Like, and then there's other stuff. NASA's doing a study in UFOs. That's huge news. Search for alien artifacts. They're doing that. in October 2022, U.S. Department of Defense officials said the country's intelligence agencies had spent years analyzing footage of hundreds of UFOs, UAPs, and concluded they most definitely weren't aliens. So this is 9, which is airborne clutter.
That guy's been debunked a lot. That one dude who had like, we investigated 108 of them and we made sure that none of them were aliens. I mean, that guy's been totally proven to be a liar and a charlatan and a government agent. Okay, listen, we're out of time, Tony. We're out of time.
I just want to say one thing.
Okay.
People are actually interested in UFOs. I just watched David Paulides, however you say his name, his new documentary, 411 Missing Persons. The UFO connection, and it was pretty interesting. There is a guy who was abducted by a giant invisible cube, and they cured him of his tuberculosis. So it's an interesting story. Yeah. Probably government experiment, probably not aliens, but it's still cool to watch.
I mean, all right. It's a free plug there for that movie. We're not getting a dollar for, so they should send us. If you are in charge of the promotions of the new Missing 411 movie, please go to maverickmatthews.com and use the tip jar and give us some money for your free plug, huh? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Maverick Matthews. His name is Nicholas Hinton. Nick, where can they find you?
On the internet, Tones. NICKHINTONN. On Twitter or Instagram.
Like, subscribe, follow, and like, and relike, and subscribe, and subscribe, and follow on all our social medias. You can find me on Instagram at @the_real_MaverickMatthews, as well as at maverickmatthews.com and fringe.fm. Here is a quote from a climate scientist on a local news station. This news anchor was kind of taken aback at the guy's angle and opinion, but it's wonderful. Wake up out there, folks, and burn away the new dystopia with Dystopia Now. Actually, I also want to mention this. Live tour dates for Dystopia Now coming soon in the spring. We'll have those up on maverickmatthews.com very soon. So, buy your tickets when they're available. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Maverick. You are a radiant ball of sunshine. You are validated. You are the best. You are a perfect man.
You are a being of love and light existing for eternity throughout this spatial relationship that we call the universe. Thank you very much, everybody. Good night.
Being seen by some environmentalists as signs of climate change. Let's now cross live to London to discuss this with Piers Corbyn. He's an astrophysicist and also founder of Weather Action. Good to have you. Thanks very much indeed for joining us live there in London. So what we're seeing here is a drastic change in climate, aren't we?
Well, climate has always been changing, but this has nothing to do with man. In fact, we predicted that there would be extreme heat in East Europe and Russia this summer. And it's caused by a certain circulation pattern. CO2 does not cause circulation patterns. What causes those is combination of solar activity and the state of the phases of the moon.
Hang on, Piers, excuse me, just a minute. You say this isn't caused by man. How come the reporting this heat wave is recognized as the worst in 1,000 years of recorded history in Russia? Man has got something to do with this, hasn't he?
No. Nothing to do with it. The only connection is man is here at the same time as the sun and the moon are doing things. You see, a very similar situation happened about 132 years ago, where there was the same sun, earth, lunar, magnetic states. There was heat waves in Russia, and there were also floods in Pakistan as now. And in the previous few years, there was also floods in the English summers, also 132 years ago. So these things are dictated by solar activity in the moon. They're nothing to do with mankind, and those who say that are just trying to make money out of
carbon. But are we not going to see this? Are we not going to see this again next year, the year on? I mean, it's quite recent.
That's a very interesting question. These things do come in bursts, and we're working on that very question, those forecasts. We did say there would be a series of wet summers in England, for example, which we've had. Now, will there be a series of these very hot summers in Russia? We don't know. We have to work on that. But I assure you, it's nothing to do with carbon dioxide. And if you stop driving around Moscow, it won't affect next summer one jot.
Well, how come then so many climate change scientists disagree with you and they get so much support for what they say?
They're on a gravy train.